Today is Wednesday, December 30th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we've been doing this movie night thing because we got this new TV and we decided that was going to be our Christmas present to each other. I had already bought it, but Mark said, why don't we just make that our Christmas present? I'll pay half of it. And we're done with our Christmas present to each other. So I said, sure. And so he said, why don't we watch movies every night during our vacation, basically? And he and I took off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then all of this week. And he took off Thursday and Friday of last week and all of this week. And so we've just been hanging out. My parents did come over, my aunt and uncle, and we had dinner with them. And other than that, it's just been the two of us. And so we've been watching movies every night. And so he said, why don't you pick a few? Because he had picked all of them. So he picked Soul, which is the new Pixar movie. He picked Wonder Woman 1984. He picked Love and Monsters, which I think the guy on Love and Monsters, and I don't know his name, but so you guys will have to go look it up. But I think he looks a lot like one of my nephews. And when he was in, because the same actor that was in Love and Monsters was in, now I'm not going to remember the name of those movies either, but it seems like it was a trilogy of movies where they were in this world and they didn't know and they were trapped inside this, it was like a laboratory thing and they had to get out, or they figured out that they were in this experiment or something and they had to get out. I'm not really sure. It was around the same times as Hunger Games and the other one that I can't remember the name of, where the children are being experimented on or they're locked in these worlds and they're not aware of that, or, you know, Hunger Games where they have to go and compete. But anyway, it was one of those type of movie franchises. And he's in Love and Monsters. So we had watched that. I'm sure I'm forgetting something else that we watched. And I think I talked about it already on here. So you guys probably know the list already. But he said, hey, why don't you pick some more? Because we're going to run out of my list. And so I went on Rotten Tomatoes and got 2020, 2019, and 2018 best movies based on Rotten Tomatoes scores. And then I went down from 100% Rotten Tomatoes score all the way down to, in some cases, I might have gone to 75, but mostly between 90 and 100. We tend to do spreadsheets a lot when we're trying to decide things, because he and I, neither one of us like to decide things. And so when we're trying to decide, for instance, where we're going to go on vacation, we'll list 4, 5, 6, 7 different options, and then we'll basically rate them. Both of us will go and rate them. We had done this one other time. We'll go in and rate them separately. So we don't know what the other person is saying. And then we'll bring in the score and we'll average the scores, and then we'll rank them based on our average score. And it's a way that we decide things. Maybe it's weird, but that's just kind of how we do things. And so I had this list, and I've already got it sorted in order, but I'll give you guys a few of them. So we had Assistant, Endless, Call Me By My Name or By Your Name, something like that. The Aeronauts, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, I, Tonya, I Kill Giants, The Return of Mary Poppins, The Wind, The Hole in the Ground, I think is the name of it, Star is Born, Ad Astra, Smallfoot, The Vast of Night, Alone, Arctic, Fast Color, Knives Out, High Life, The High Life, Booksmart, Ruben Brandt, Collector, and Uncut Gems. And we rated them all, and that's the order that they came out in. So The Assistant is number 1, and it was out of 10. We got it. That one got a 15.75 out of a possible 10 from us. That was the highest score. And then Endless, which is a, it's kind of a horror cult movie. Call Me By Your Name, but Mark has already seen that one, but I haven't, so I guess I'm going to have to see that on my own. And I think you guys, all of my homo listeners probably know what that one is, but it's a love story about a homoerotic love story. The Aeronauts has the really good British actor who also played, he was in the movie about Stephen Hawking, and I never can remember his name, but he's also in the new Harry Potter, movies. I can't think of the name. I'm just forgetting everything today, but I can't think of the name of that either. So I really like him. I think he's a really good actor. And Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is the one about Mr. Rogers. It's got Tom Hanks and I, Tonya, et cetera, et cetera. I really like Allison Janney, and she plays the mom in I, Tonya. So anyway, so last night we finished his list with Love and Monsters. And tonight we're probably going to do The Assistant is the next on the list. So we'll watch another movie every night until we go back to work. And then I don't know, we'll probably do once a week or something so that we get good use out of this new TV because it's in the media room, which we're not always in this room. And we're also keeping my parents' dog again because they decided to go to Branson, Missouri, as I said before. And so we're keeping their dog, and he's, anytime we come upstairs, because he's feeble now, he's been able to come up the stairs. They had him on a lot of medication because he had torn a ligament or something, and they think he had a stroke or an ear infection or something that paralyzed one side of his face. Like I said, he's getting really feeble. And so when he had stayed with us before, when he was on all this medication, he could barely even make it up the stairs. Like he would just stay downstairs most of the time. But they've taken him off the medication now. And he can make it up the stairs, but because of his ligament issue, he's scared to go down the stairs and he has trouble going down the stairs. So he takes a really long time to go down the stairs. And the other night I had to actually carry him down the stairs. So anyway, we're doing that, and then today we went to a nursery for Mark. Mark is still looking for more plants. He had been looking for, there are all these succulent plants called string of blank. So one of them is string of turtles, one of them string of dolphins, one of them string of pearls, one of them string of, I know, string of pearls, ha ha ha. One of them is string of bananas. And there were all these different variations that he had been looking for, and he couldn't find them all at one place. So we kept going to all of these different nurseries, and he finally found String of Hearts, which he had been looking for. And he bought a couple of those, and that was kind of our thing that we did today for our to-do list, is we went and did that. And then I wanted to do some networking stuff. And we may have done the nursery yesterday, so I'm probably again forgetting what we did or what I talked about. But we went to the nursery, we got that stuff, so he's been playing around with those. And then today was my networking day. And so Ethernet cable has been run all throughout this house before we moved in. It's a brand new house, or it was a brand new house when we moved in, and all of the Ethernet cable terminates in the studio closet. Which is great because I can put a router in there, or we have a router in there, and I can put a switch in there so that I can hook them all up and have wired internet to all the rooms in the house, or most of the rooms in the house. But they didn't finish it. All they did was run the cable. They didn't terminate the cables. They didn't put the switch plates on that support RJ45. They didn't put the tips on them. They didn't do any of that. They just ran the cable and that was it. And so I decided, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and finish that off. Even though we don't really use wired internet in a lot of those rooms, I just wanted to have it available so that if we ever wanted to do it, we could just hook it up and not have to go through all the trouble. I just wanted it finished, basically. And so today my project was to go around and do that. So I started with the studio TV because it had been using wireless internet, and I thought wired would be more stable. So I tell you, it's not hard, but these wires, you have to, the cat, we have cat 5E for some reason, not cat 6. And I don't know if it's cheaper, probably so. You have to cut, score, and pull off the sleeve or the outer covering. And then there are all these twisted pairs of wires. And you have to go in and untwist them. And then you have to straighten them out because they're all curly because they've been twisted up. And then you have to line them up in a specific pattern. And there's an A pattern and a B pattern. It doesn't matter which one you use, but you have to do the same on both ends. And then I think you have to do the same. I could be totally wrong. I'm not a networking expert, but I think you do. So I had to go through that, and I had 12 or 6 face plates and 6 just regular ends that I had to do. And I've been working on it for about 4 hours. I've only gotten 4 of them done. So I have 2 more to do tomorrow. It is so fiddly though. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.